My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is. Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Happy Tuesday. It's a telephone Tuesday. So I ran across this article pretty much saying that the Tuesday after Labor Day is one of the busiest phone call days for businesses.
Huh.
So I guess just catching up on everything with school happening and a lot of people are getting ready for the holidays, the big holidays, which is like,
it does kind of make you start thinking like, oh crap, it's September.
Yeah. It's almost the end of the year. So today is one of the busiest phone call days if you have a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I also ran across something too that says 62% of customers prefer a human interaction rather than those bots and whatever, those animated ones that you got to talk to and keep hitting zero to try to get somebody real. But I thought that was kind of interesting, man. And the whole telephone thing, I ain't realize I ain't say the word telephone in so long, man.
Yeah, usually either shorten it to phone or then you might get into cell phone.
You say cell phone or phone. But it kind of got me thinking too, back in the day, remember the phone used to ring, everybody just be telephone.
Oh yeah.
Telephone.
Yeah.
Somebody pick that up.
Yeah, telephone. But yeah, I thought that was interesting.
We talked about this before. I don't even talk on my phone. Like, I don't call hardly anybody.
It's funny, the last time we brought this up, I want to say that, it was actually, I think we brought it up on Thursday. The average person only talked 5 minutes a day or a week or something like that. That Friday, I had like 5 different phone calls.
There you
talked
go.
For like an hour each on each one of
those
them.
Those people were listening to the show let me get Fig a call.
Yeah, I guess everybody like, man, we need to catch up on Fig. So I talked for about 5 hours that day. And I was kind of tired.
Used up all your minutes.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, this ain't after 9 o'clock. Wait till after 9 o'clock.
I'm still stuck on the idea that businesses get a whole bunch of phone calls on this day. Because like, I get what you guys are saying, but in my brain, that doesn't add up to, oh yeah, people be calling like crazy today. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's one of the busiest, I guess, the busiest days.
We have other Monday holidays, right?
There's other three-day weekends. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Wouldn't just be the, hey, it's Labor Day and people, you know.
I think the September factor comes in. Like, oh man, we got to get that AC fixed by the end of the year, you know, or whatever. Or we got Christmas we got to start thinking about, you know, and holidays. And September is sort of like that. It makes you start to think that way.
Y'all out there listening, text in 713-572-4610. I'm doing an impromptu focus group. Like, what to you would maybe lean to folks calling a whole bunch of businesses on a day like today?
Yeah, I would just hate to be on the other side of having to take those calls.
Ooh, yeah.
That those gotta
folks,
be tough.
Yeah, those folks that are, I mean, just the people in general who work in call centers, God bless them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because people act like they don't have no sense when they call into those things. And I get why sometimes.
You're acting like you don't either.
I actually do my best in those situations.
We all get in that mode sometime.
I do my best to not be in that mode. Like, yeah. Honestly, more because more often than not, I've also, and if you're listening, hi, Mom. My mom is the person that, you know, sometimes will go ham on the person who is like the cash register or whatever. And I'm like, yeah. they didn't. This is
talk
not,
to your
this
boss.
Is, this is the menial person. Like, they didn't make any of the decisions, right? Is someone?
I try to remind myself
either
of,
a manager
it's
or
not
corporate.
Their fault. It's not yeah. their fault. It's not their fault. Damn it, it's their fault.
So yeah, I know that person that picked up that first phone yeah. call, they don't run nothing around
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
They don't run anything.
I actually had to jump on the call with my mother. My mother is older now. She about to be 70,
mm-hmm.
and so she was having.
Congrats, Mama.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she was having trouble with her phone.
Oh, Lord, so you were tech support?
Oh, my God. No, so she was calling T-Mobile back and forth, and she like, they took my money, and they did da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And so I had to jump in on the phone and had to explain to my mother why they did not take your money. And this is where the money went to. And it was crazy. It was like a coming to Jesus moment that my mom getting old. Because my mom used to always be on the phone. She'd get anything. Now I got to be the one that that helped my mother out over.
You got to get on the computer.
Yeah.
They say I got to do it on the computer, so you got to do it on the computer.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
We got some folks texting in. 281 says September wraps up business for Q3 and Q4 can be a dead business quarter. So not enough sales. Another person said a lot of Labor Day sales, so warranties run out. Okay.
Right.
Shout out to 281, another 281 who said their pest control company gets 60% more calls on this
All
day
right.
over any other.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, salute to y'all, especially if it's making money.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a fascinating thing that like I never knew existed.
The first time you said it is the first time I heard of it.
And to be completely honest, it's going to stick with me.
Yeah.
For way longer than I feel comfortable admitting.
So next year, you're going to be like, tomorrow Tuesday.
Yeah. I don't.
Telephone
it's,
Tuesday.
It's not going to matter in my life at all. Like, not one bit. You know what it is going to, like, the only thing that it might do, I might not call nobody on a Tuesday like this.
Yeah, don't
like,
bother them.
Yeah. They're dealing with enough.
Like,
I'll wait till next exactly.
year.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll call them.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Mara.
GameStop, one of my favorite places, and I'm being funny by saying that, but GameStop announced that they are bringing in a new retro type of store
mm-hmm.
where you can kind of get retro gaming consoles
yeah.
and games and stuff like that. So I guess they're going to make it like a throwback store.
Yeah, man.
I thought that was pretty cool, man. I think that's pretty cool.
I think that's a very good idea.
The only thing I'm really upset about or kind of intrigued by is how much they going to be charging
yep.
for these old school games, mm-hmm. man.
Good answer. Good question.
Because
questions that need answers.
Because if they doing it how I would do it is kind of making it like a used game store where you got all the old games and stuff like that been played already, but you have them there. You can't overcharge for those games, man.
Well, you shouldn't overcharge for those games.
It doesn't look like it's going to. You tell me if this is overcharged. Super Mario, Game Boy, $19.99.
That doesn't seem too bad.
Just the game?
Just the game.
I feel like you could probably get that for less.
I wanted to head and figure, well, this has got to be online. Pokemon $49.99.
Right. That's a little steep.
I think we taxing.
Yeah.
See, I get it. You know, the Pokemon games.
They're trying to get into the Pokemon.
Which color was it? Is it yellow, like red or blue?
Red.
Yeah,
red.
Okay.
I understand if it was platinum or yellow.
Some of these CDs, though, are pretty. $44.99 for some of these CDs.
Yeah. See, this is the thing is we're losing some of the kind of like one of the places that I remember going like in college is called Entertain Mart, which was just kind of like a CD warehouse type thing where it's just like a whole bunch of CDs and DVDs and then video games and that type of stuff. And we're losing those types of places. And I think that GameStop's trying to capitalize on it. But those are the places that were tough because you can just go in, find a game for like $5-6 and it's in that retro category. You jump in and you're having a blast. So
yeah, and that's why I used to always love, I haven't seen one here, I'm sure some here, but back in Cleveland they had a place called a CD Game Exchange.
Yes, exactly.
Where you could just go in and you could find like a old ass game that haven't been, that you can't find anywhere.
Yeah.
And somebody then traded it in and it's sitting there. So I think if it have that type of feeling, I think it could be a good thing.
That'd be good.
Man. Because
I like the idea.
Because that's the only way they going to really stay in business. Because right now, I got a PS5. I don't have to go into a GameStop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could just download the game right then and there.
They're getting the Blockbuster treatment.
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
everything,
sure.
You can get these things digitally. So why do you have to go to GameStop? And I know that they tried to diversify. They do like some of the just general collector type stuff, like the Funko Pops or whatever. I know I sound like somebody's daddy saying that. But you know what I mean? Like those types of things. So I guess this makes sense as a way of trying to diversify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't price your fan base out of those things because all that effort would be for naught.
Yeah, they're gonna be on the list with Blockbuster if they keep doing this.
Yep.
So. Good. So she's gonna give me like 17.
So another thing, this is one thing I want y'all to think about this for a little bit, but
okay.
It's a few things I like to nerd out over. And I ran across this, man. So Nintendo is opening a museum in Japan next month.
Oh, I know. That's going to be incredible.
And so they got a lot of different things you can do there. It's like a real interactive museum. And I always wanted to go to Japan anyway. But this really makes me want to go to Japan just so I could go to this museum. Just that. Be in there in the Nintendo Museum and kind of interact with all the games I grew up playing.
Reggie said it. It's going to be so good.
Absolutely.
It's going to be really, really good. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Zelda, the game Zelda.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So I would like to see some stuff in there that's kind of bringing the game into real life type thing. Like to even play some of the old school games and stuff like that. I think this is a great idea, man.
Yeah, and one thing is like Nintendo definitely revered there. I mean, across the world, obviously,
sure.
But especially there. I can only imagine the amount of like respect and reverence that they give in a museum like that. And look, it's possible maybe they don't do it right. Anywhere is possible.
That's their baby there.
Right.
That's
anywhere is capable of like not living up to expectation. But if I had to bet on it, I would imagine that they do a damn good job. So go ahead and try and
go
book
to
that
Japan,
travel, my man.
Yeah, go to Japan.
Yeah, yeah. So it kind of got me thinking too some things y'all two would nerd out over.
Ooh.
And make it a museum. So the first thing I thought about with Lopez was a fishing museum.
Oh, for sure.
If they created a
fishing
museum.
I've got
some
old fishing books and stuff like that.
Yeah, would you go to a fishing museum?
Hell yes, I would.
I wonder, what would a fishing museum entail?
Old reels, old legendary figures, old salts.
This was Elvis reel right here.
Yeah, well, and also like the old guides that were like really kind of set the stage of how we do things today. Basically like any other museum.
Yeah.
This is the guy Christopher Columbus had.
Christopher Columbus is his fishing guide.
That's hilarious.
I know we're trying to go to America, but would you like to catch a few trout?
I mean,
I can help you.
You got to eat. You got to get some protein, you know?
Yeah, I can see Reggie being going to like a maybe like a jazz museum.
100%. 1,000%. Yeah. That's something I need to figure out. Yeah. I still need to go to Kansas City for the Negro Leagues Museum. I need to do that for sure. I like a good museum. In fact, one of the ones that I did relatively recently, I want to say maybe 2-3 years ago, in Waco, they have the Sports Hall of Fame and museum. That was really fun. Not a giant museum, but
it's
really
pretty
cool.
Really
very,
cool
very to cool. get a feel. And one of the things that is pretty cool is that they also keep a jersey for every, I believe, every high school state champion mm-hmm. at the point. So it was cool to get in there because my little brother.
Oh, really?
My little brother had not his high school that he had previously gone to.
Okay.
One state, Peyto and Katie. Shout out to them. And their jersey was up there. So that was cool. But yeah.
Yeah,
the fun
one,
place.
Yeah, the one museum I really want to go to, I think it might be in Missouri, I want to say, but that Titanic Museum.
Oh, is that the one where they made a replica of parts of the Titanic?
Yeah, like yeah. the hallway. Like,
yes. That would be so cool. I want that would be badass.
Yeah, I would rather go to that than trying to go down to the sea.
Yeah, leave the ocean for them.
Speaking of video games, get a nice little retro video game controller to go down.
You've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right.
Of course.
Yeah, this
of
man
course.
Said a retro video game controller. you will not be coming back. You will have to get a new producer on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
If you mess around and do that.
Well, yeah, I have been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame a lot of times. So those are always fun to go to.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Someone said, of course, the Titanic Museum would be in Missouri, far away from the icebergs. Okay. That's good preventative measures
exactly.
that you're taking
just
there.
Just being safe.
let's see. From the 713, they said the Louisville Slugger Museum. Huh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That is interesting. I don't know why that reminds me of...
Now, that's a weird... For bats?
But I mean, the history of it.
Yeah.
I'd much rather just go to like a museum about baseball. It's like overall. But yeah. I mean, look, I'm sure that'd be a fun like few hours at the Louisville. And maybe I'm underselling the Louisville Slugger Museum.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Oh, wow. Titanic Museum, according to 281, they assign everybody that goes through with a passenger name. And when you get and when you leave, they tell you if you lived or died.
Oh, that's a little that's a little creepy, but kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, it's I was going to use the word fun, and I don't know if that's the right word, but it is.
That's interesting.
There you go. Yeah. Interesting is definitely my favorite catch-all word when I'm like, I don't really want to decide what I mean here, but that is definitely interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. If you give me Jack, I'm like, oh, man, I died.
Was Jack a real person?
I don't think so.
A fictional character? Okay.
I think it was fictional.
Jack would have lived if they let him on the board.
All right. Okay. All right. I think a lot of people agree with you there.
Hey, he would have lived if he stopped messing with that girl.
Yeah, well.
Well, that wasn't going to happen.
Hey. Great point. That is a great point.
Hey, you got the dude shooting at me?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. Hey, I'm good. I'm good, love. Enjoy.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You putting my life in danger at this point. Appreciate you. Figgy's Mixtape, 120 every weekday right here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, Hannah McNair. Doing Hannah McNair things, honestly. Do you think that the coaching staff in the front office likes it? And is Hannah McNair the best part of this team? We'll talk about it next.
Ski!
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to the Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.